Hey, it's Nishant, and welcome to Higher IQ. It's Saturday, August 22nd. I was scrolling through photos this morning of friends from Atlanta and Milwaukee. You know, just people I haven't seen in a while. And memories started flooding in. Not just vague impressions, by the way. Very specific moments. I remember, like, specific restaurants I went to, conversations that were had in those restaurants, even the way that someone's apartment smelled when you walk in. And then also the other day, someone asked me what food reminded me of my childhood, and I had an answer immediately. Like, it was sitting right there waiting for the question. Everyone in the room actually had an answer to this. We all had a food that transported us somewhere, and nobody had to think about it for more than a second. So that got me curious about how memory works, specifically why certain things like a photo, a smell, or a specific food can pull you back into a moment from many years ago with way more clarity than you'd expect. Okay, let's get into this, starting with smell. So first of all, every sense that you have, sight, sound, touch, taste, all of it sends its signals through a relay station in your brain called the thalamus before it reaches the areas that process memory and emotion. Every sense except smell, by the way. Smell bypasses the thalamus entirely and feeds almost directly into the amygdala, which processes emotion, and the hippocampus, which builds and stores long-term memories. It's actually the only sense with a direct line to both. That's why a random cologne can transport you to a moment from 15 years ago more vividly than a photograph of the same moment. A photo activates your visual system, gets routed through the thalamus, and arrives at your memory and emotion centers after being filtered and processed. A smell hits those same centers immediately, before you've even consciously identified what you're actually smelling. The emotion arrives before the thought, which is why smell-triggered memories feel less like remembering and more like being there again. Scientists call this the Proust effect, named after French novelist Marcel Proust, which described how the smell and taste of a cookie dipped in tea involuntarily flooded him with childhood memories. What Proust captured as literature, neuroscience has since confirmed. Smell-triggered memories are rated as more emotional, more vivid, and more personally significant than memories triggered by any other sense. And because the smell-memory associations formed in childhood are the strongest, a lot of the scents that hit the hardest are the ones that you first encountered before the age of 10. The food that reminded me of my childhood works the exact same way. The flavor and smell are inseparable, and together, they bypass the conscious brain and go straight to the emotional core. By the way, for me, those foods are two things. It's my mom's idli chutney sambar, and it's her apple chutney, which if you have not tried my mom's apple chutney, like, figure out how to make friends with her and get over there and try it. It's incredible. Okay, now let's get to the other part of the story, which is that you're not actually remembering things, you're rebuilding them. While researching this episode, something I learned that changed how I thought about the photos I was looking at this morning is that memories are not recordings. Most people, including me until this week, think of a memory like a video file. The moment gets captured, stored somewhere in your brain, and when you remember it, you're basically pressing play on the original recording. Well, that is actually not how it works. Every time you remember something, your brain reconstructs the memory from pieces, fragments of sensory detail, emotional associations, contextual information, and whatever your current state of mind is adding to the mix. Each reconstruction is influenced by everything that's happened to you since the original event, including every previous time you remember it. The memory I have of night out with friends in Atlanta or Milwaukee is actually not the same memory I had the morning after that night. It's been rebuilt dozens or hundreds of times, and each rebuild has subtly shifted the details based on my mood, my current perspective, and what pieces of my brain chose to emphasize or just let fade. This is actually why two people can remember the same event completely differently and both be convinced that they're right. They are both remembering, they're just reconstructing from different starting materials, filtered through different emotional states and different experiences since the event. It's also why memories feel more like interpretations than recordings, and why the photo that I was looking at this morning triggered a version of a memory that might be slightly different from the version I'd get if I looked at the same photo next year. The photo doesn't change, but me as a person absolutely does. And the memory rebuilds itself around whatever I'm doing or whatever happened since I originally saw the photo. I know that was a lot, but I hope it made sense. So let's close this one out. Because I think that the reason that those photos hit me so hard this morning is the same reason a childhood food hits every time I'm asked about it. The memories aren't stored in the photos or the food. They're stored in you. And certain triggers just happen to find them faster than others. Smells find them fastest because of a shortcut in your brain that nothing else has, no other sense has that one. And every time you find one, you're not replaying the original moment, but actually building a new version of it that belongs to whoever you are right now. Stay informed, stay curious, stay nostalgic, and we'll see you tomorrow.